Welcome to Giants Training Camp Live from the Quest Diagnostic Center in East Rutherford, New Jersey. Now, rain fell on Bergen County today, forcing the players to practice inside. They got a lot of work done, but we're hoping for sunnier skies tomorrow. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, and for the next half hour, we'll talk everything Big Blue and get you caught up on what's going on around the team. Today, I'm joined by former Super Bowl champion wide receiver Amani Toomer. And Amani, you and I were both at practice today. I saw you watching some things very intently. What caught your eye?
Well, a lot of people talk about how, because of the new collective bargaining agreement, the players don't practice as much. They don't put in as enough effort. But when I watched them today, it reminded me of the intensity was there, the hustle was there, even some of the pads were clapping. It sounded like they were out there practicing pretty hard.
So let's get a look at some of this.
I mean, I was very impressed with how hard they were practicing. I was impressed with the speed, the pace of practice. And it seemed from the outside, of course, not knowing all the plays or whatever, but looking at the crispness of practice, these guys were out there executing at a high level, and I was really impressed overall by the speed of this year's Giants football team.
Now, one thing that was good about practice today, Amani, is that Shane Vereen, the running back who had a sore lower body and had missed several practices, he was back as a full go with reps today. Sterling Shepard, he ran on the side, did a bunch of change of direction drills, and Amani, that was a good thing. Coach McAdoo was very pleased to see.
Yeah, those guys got to get back on the field because there's not a lot of practice time. The time that they do have to practice, they need to get out there and actually be with their team, because playing offense, it's a lot about timing. It's not like defense where you can just, you know your position. With the offense, the quarterback is important, where everybody else is going to be because of the way that the group attacks a defense.
Yeah, now you saw earlier on the graphic, the injury report, Keenan Robinson still out in concussion protocol. Tavarius King also dealing with an ankle, still not available to practice today, although he did run some on the side. Now, as for the guys who were able to work out, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, one of those vets who always has a smile on his face, and he says he's really enjoying the competition between the defensive backs and the wide receivers.
Definitely, man, because you match up and put people here, there, you get to see everybody. You get to see the big physical guys, the guys with everything, and get to see the guy that's in the slot, that's good in and out of his break. So you see it from every aspect, man, and to switch it up and go against them guys, and you got a quarterback and just deliver it and put it wherever it needs to be, man, it makes it competition for both sides.
We know in training camp there's not a tremendous amount of hitting, but that means the skill positions, the DBs and wide receivers, Amani, they've got a lot of productivity ahead of them.
They do, and I remember that was the biggest part of training camp for me, is learning how to get off the line of scrimmage as a young player, learning how to create separation, all those types of techniques, and you don't have to hit to do that. And as a wide receiver, going against defensive backs, you want to go against the taller ones, the shorter ones. You want to go against all the different type of body types, because that's what you're going to face during the season. And I think with this year's group of wide receivers, it's good, not only good for the defensive backs to go against all, you know, to go against the different body types, but the same on the offense as well.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, as the most accomplished wide receiver in Giants history, I want you to go through the Giants star receivers and show me what you see when you look at them practicing.
Oh, I see the separation that these guys create in different ways. You know, Odell's through the athletic ability. You got Brandon Marshall with size, able to use his body, kind of box out other different receivers.
Well, let's get a look at Beckham first.
Yeah, okay. Well, when you look at Beckham, the scary thing about Odell Beckham to me is he could get so much better. Getting off the line of scrimmage, he doesn't like to get physical with his hands. He doesn't really hand fight that well. If he can get that together, he could be really special. But what makes him really special is his athletic ability, going for balls, and right there, the way he gets in and out of his breaks, the way he can change directions. That is what that's what every receiver wants to learn how to do. But I think he can get even better if he tightens up some of his technique and learns how to space the sideline. And that's one of the things that I feel like he can get a lot better at doing. And when he does that, the sky's the limit of how good this guy can be. He's already great. he could even be greater.
The Giants added a skyscraping wide receiver this year in Brandon Marshall. Amani, you're on the tall side. Mm-hmm. What do you see from him?
I see a guy who knows how to use his body. I mean, this is a guy who has played, been around a lot of different systems, understands the way to get open. And right here, he just sets aside. He knows how to set defensive backs up. And right here, he uses his body. Watch him come downhill. As he comes downhill, he takes away that angle for the defensive backs. And that's really how you do it. Really how you do it with a smaller receiver.
Now, one of the things Coach McAdoo was telling us about Evan Engram, who is a very accomplished tight end in college at being a receiver, is that he needs to play with a lot of confidence. And that's why the coach really stays on him during those practice sessions.
He was pretty much just telling me to play fast. And that really, once I know everything, and once I'm more comfortable and learn and have everything down, that's what happens. When you get more comfortable in the playbook, you play fast. So he's just pushing me to play faster.
Amani, I want to ask you about Ingram's receiving skills. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
I see a guy who can separate really quickly. I like the way he gets off the line of scrimmage. But I would love to see how he actually does during the game. Like this route right here, it looks great, but I don't know how you're going to just run down the line of scrimmage when there's guards, tackles, linebackers. But, I mean, you know, for the little amount of time he's been playing, he's made good plays. I just want to know, is that Soul Glow in there? He got a little Jerry Curl working. I wish I had some.
He's a number one draft pick. He can do whatever he wants.
Bring back the Jerry Curl.
Very quickly, though, the idea that he was a receiving tight end in college, he's going to do a bunch of stuff here for the Giants. They're going to line him up everywhere. When we come back, I want to continue to explore the wide receiver depth chart and sort out what's going on the back end behind some of the headliners. So stick around.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. Now, weather permitting, practice will be back outside tomorrow, 10:55. The public is invited to come. Parking's free, attendance is free, so enjoy yourselves. Now, when we were talking early during the break, we talked about the wide receivers, and Roger Lewis Jr. is one of the Giants who's trying to win a spot on the depth chart. Our own Brandon London had a chance to catch up with him.
Here with Roger Lewis Jr., wide receiver. You're in your second year, second training camp. How comfortable are you in this offense?
I'm getting real comfortable with the offense. I'm still learning through Eli's, all the quarterback's hands. And, I'm getting real comfortable with the offense.
You're saying you're getting comfortable. And there's 53 roles on the team, 53 players. What type of position or what type of niche are you trying to carve out for your role?
For my role, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to play receiver, but I'm also still learning. Every time we got Coach Quinn, Coach Stoops meeting with special teams, I'm in there listening to everything because special teams is a huge part of getting that fifth trophy in the case.
So far, with training camp being 2 weeks in, how do you feel that you've been playing and how do you feel about your performance so far?
I feel pretty good. I'm still learning at the end of the day, but I feel pretty good. And, with the offense, it's less MEs, and I just feel comfortable. Now I can just, go out and do what I love to play, and that's football.
Yeah, you love playing football, and I bet you love being in that receiver room because you guys have a lot of characters in there. What type of competition are you all creating amongst yourselves?
I mean, we got a veteran now, B. Marshall, when he talked. I'm sitting there listening when he talks. When I go home, I'm watching every rep that he does, him and Odell and also Shep. So I'm just learning. We are like a brotherhood in there at the end of the day.
How excited are you that your first preseason game is coming up this year?
I'm very excited. I'm pumped, and I'm ready to show what I got.
In limited action last year, Lewis had 7 catches and 2 touchdowns. So, Amani, a second-year wide receiver has to make his biggest jump where?
Probably confidence. And also, if you're trying to make this roster as competitive as it is in the receiving room, you got to be good on special teams. It can't be just an afterthought. It has to be You have to more focus on how good you could be in special teams than really at receiver in a kind of weird way, just because the fact that, you know, the receiving core is pretty much set with the top three. So if you want to be active every week, you're going to have to make your bones on special teams.
How hard is that to do as you see him here working on his receiving skills?
Well, you definitely have to work on your receiving skills, no doubt. But he really needs to, every time there's a special teams period, focus in on that. One thing I see is when he comes out of his stance, his arms are really wide. That's an unnatural running position. So a defensive back knows that he's not really trying to run up the field. And that doesn't, you want to make everything look like you're running full speed, like the defensive back has to turn his hips to try and get away from you. Instead of, you know, when he's out here running with his arms way out wide, he knows he's just trying to fake him out, go laterally. And that's one thing that I would just point out to him.
Darius Powell is another young receiver trying to win a spot on the Giants' depth chart. Our own Brandon London once again had a chance to sit down, or check in with him, I should say, and, of course, figure out where he's at right now.
Hey, man, I saw you getting some first-team reps today. How comfortable are you right now in your second year in this offense?
Yeah, I'm feeling comfortable. Everything's starting to click, and it's, like, a lot easier. Less, not a lot of thinking no more.
Not a lot of thinking. What's it like when you break the huddle and you know Eli is the quarterback? Is it a little pressure on yourself, or you just want to fly around and have fun?
In the beginning, it was pressure, John, not to make a mistake with Eli back there, but now it's just cool, just playing football now.
You're a big body, and I imagine you're learning a lot from Brandon Marshall. What are some of the things you take away from his game and you try and use in your game?
Well, Brandon just learned, like, body positions, releases, and stuff like that. He shows me a lot, like, little things with in-between routes.
Where are you trying to carve a role on this team with your special teams play?
Yeah, I've been talking to Tom, and just anything that he needs me to do, I'm willing to do and just get on the field, showcase what I got.
And your receiver room, I was saying to Roger Lewis Jr., you guys have a lot of characters in there having a lot of fun. What type of competitions or do you guys create amongst yourselves?
Just during training camp, we definitely got this fine board of anything that goes on the field. You're pretty sure you're getting a fine, you do something wrong. It's keep us together and have fun with it.
All right, well, your first preseason game coming up, what type of things are you expecting that you can bring to the offense and on special teams for this game?
Definitely want to convert third downs and just show my big body and make plays this year, and then special teams, just get my blocks and stuff like that.
Powell's a different kind of receiver, Amadi. He's a tall guy. He's thick. He's strong. So how does he win a spot on this team?
I would. Same thing he has to do. It would be good on special teams. But he has a perfect example, Brandon Marshall, what he has to do and what he has to be, what he could be. A big body receiver, something I never really had I had to figure it out kind of myself because I was the only big body receiver on the team. But, man, there's no better great example than somebody who's been a lot of different places and has been successful in a lot of different systems. That's the guy. If I'm Powell, I'm looking at Brandon Marshall, and if he puts his shoes on one way, I'm putting my shoes on the exact same way.
That's not a bad idea. The Giants are four games away from their preseason opener against Pittsburgh. We will check in on the sights and sounds of training camp as they continue their preparations when we come back after this.
The newest Hess Toy Truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live here on MSG Networks. The players are hard at work on the field. Now it's time for us to take a look at some of the sights and listen to some of the sounds as to what's going on.
Oh! good. It's good.
What about how bad you want it? I want it bad, baby.
The Giants preseason opener against the Steelers is Friday. Amani, what milepost in terms of preparation is this team at right now?
I think they're still in the stage where they need to figure out who they are. They need to really figure out the roster. They're really working on the last 10% of their roster. They're not worrying about the starters. I think the starters and the guys, the key contributors, don't even really need to be ready till week three in the preseason. Right now, it's all about the younger guys developing, getting up to speed to be able to get to find a position, to be able to compete for a position in week three or four of the preseason so they can contribute during the regular season.
About how many plays do you think the veterans would see in a game number one of the preseason?
I would say maybe a series, if at all. I mean, I don't think Eli should play that much. I mean, you know, the season could go from, you know, it could go totally in the wrong direction if Eli gets injured early on. So I wouldn't even risk it. I would play him the minimal amount. He's not going to learn much in preseason.
Amani, we know the Giants have an outstanding set of defensive backs. In fact, their corners, boy, they are as good as they come. Why? We'll try to tell you after this break on MSG Networks.
The newest Hess toy truck will be back and better than ever this holiday season. Sign up for alerts at HessToyTruck.com so you don't miss out.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. The Giants have three corners in Dominic Rogers, Cromartie, Norris Jenkins, and Eli Apple, who are the best, or certainly among the best, no matter how you want to look at it, in the league. Now, Amani, you played with a bunch of terrific corners when you were here, too. Mm-hmm. The Giants seem to collect a lot of these good players back there.
Yeah, they do, and it's important if you want to have a good defense, you have to have a good defensive line and people who in the back can shut down receivers, and that's what the Giants have done over the years. I played with good ones, Seahorn, Webster.
Sparks.
Felipe Sparks, yeah. There's a lot of good ones that I've played, and what separates a good corner from a great corner, in my opinion, is the great corners can catch the football. And I think that's what this secondary has worked on. DRC, I think, is a guy who changes games by the fact that he can catch the ball just as good as a receiver. And I think that's going to spread out throughout the whole secondary.
The thing about him, I think, that makes him so unique is that DRC has such length. Mm-hmm. And when you put him in the slot, that's mm-hmm. a matchup problem.
It is. And usually you don't find guys with long legs and as tall as he is able to move as well against the shorter, more agile guys. And I think that's what separates him. Most guys his size can't play in the slot physically because your body style really isn't matched up for that. And he finds a good way to, you know, to use his arms really well, keeps his feet square, and just like I said, catches the ball very well for a defensive back.
And how amazing is his speed? My goodness, DRC still may be the fastest guy on the team. Now, Janoris Jenkins may not be as fast as DRC, but my goodness, he can shadow with the best of them.
His mentality is really what strikes me about him. He is a guy that is in your face. He's not going to back off. He'll challenge every receiver. And I think that's the guy that I really think is he kind of sets the mentality of this secondary. The fact that he just gets in your face and doesn't back down. And he has a strategy every time he goes up the line of scrimmage. You can tell because he switches up at the line of scrimmage.
Very feisty guy, too. Mm-hmm. And one of those guys who, once again, knows how to forget a bad play and make sure that he's on top of you on the next one.
You got to be a good corner because corners get beat all the time. So you can't focus in on the last play because the next play always has to be the best. And that's why, you know, whenever corners start talking, they don't live in a reality world. They have to be kind of crazy because they're constantly getting beat. They're like baseball players. You know, they never hit, they only hit the ball 3 times out of 10, and they're going to the Hall of Fame. You got to be able to deal with failure as a defensive back. And the guys who can deal with failure the best are the ones that and keep their momentum going, keep their mentality up. Those are the best guys.
Now, before I get to the young guy, the crew, Eli Apple, I want to say one more thing about DRC. He's in the slot, which means he's playing about 65% of the time. As a guy gets older, is that easier for him to deal with?
It's harder, you know, because the slot is the hardest position because you have the two-way go. Usually the defense, the sideline is that third defensive player, and if you're up on the way wide out, that's kind of taking away a little bit of the field. When you click closer to the line of scrimmage, get closer to the big guys, you have a two-way go. You have all kinds of options in terms of what you can do. And you're close to the quarterback.
DRC plays with a lot of confidence, and he says Eli Apple does too.
I call it swag, man. He played with a whole lot of more swag, man. And it's definitely showing, man. You can see he out there competing with everybody. He steps up against Odell, Shep, Marshall, whoever you put out there, man. It's like he's on them.
Where does Eli Apple take the next step?
He has to play with that kind of confidence in the game. It's one thing to play with confidence against people you know, people that's on your team, people you're familiar with. Now you're going to go in, week out, and you're going to go against their best receivers and have that same mentality, that same swagger, and that's what's going to be hard to carry over. That's what's harder for younger players, that confidence. And once he gets that, you know, the sky's the limit.
And, of course, he's gained some muscle this year, which allows him to be more physical at the line.
Well, if muscle's good. Strength is good more than muscle. You got to have strength and improve the strength. Muscle, it's more to carry. And that makes – I always get worried when I hear defensive backs, wide receivers get more muscle because that's more they have to move side to side. It's all about the lateral movement. And functional strength is more important.
Well, for sure, Armani, the Giants are glad to have all of those guys back there playing corner for them. Don't forget, once again – practice on Tuesday, 10:55. It's free to the public. Come on out, weather permitting, and enjoy a cup of Giants football. And don't forget, Giants Training Camp Live is back your way at 6 p.m. on MSG Networks. We'll see you next time.